As Tony Robbins says, secret to living is giving. And in today's podcast, I have Rachel, and she really lives by that statement. And not only that, she's sharing with us valuable information how to become a leader, how to find your peers so you can go to the next level, and much more. So make sure to listen to this podcast till the end, because we have some amazing tips just for you. Hi, Rachel. Thank you very much for coming on my podcast. You are here for the first time. So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? What is it you do? And what is your vision, mission? Where are you based? So we can get to know you.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I absolutely adore you, adore your work, and really appreciate you for having me on. I'm excited to talk today.
Thank you.
Awesome. So I'm based in Nottingham, so I'm Midlands in the UK, and I specialise in leadership psychology. So I help leaders to lead. I help them to change behaviours without resistance. I absolutely love my work. I describe it as my soul's contract. You talked about vision and mission. Well, for me, it's about actually how can we help leaders to be the very best versions of themselves. How do we help them access those high levels of performance and flow state, and bringing those leaders together so that ultimately we can solve some of the complex problems that we have in the world?
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for sharing. And when you are speaking about the leaders and when you are helping out, I know for a fact that we met on the speaking event, so you are a speaker. So are you helping those leaders? Is it for companies, or it can be also like a smaller company? Like, I mean, for example, I'm a leader in my company, but it's just five of us, you know, so do you also help like small groups, or it has to be a big company? What is like the approach over there? Who do you focus to?
So my work is typically with large organizations. So yes, and kind of a lot of organizations with high profile brands that you would know and recognize. Mm-hmm. That's typically where my work centers. That's mm-hmm. not to say that I don't help some smaller organizations, and particularly business owners and leaders, but they would normally come and approach me. And mm-hmm. yes, again, it's, I'm sure you'll find this as well with your work, Vincent. It's kind of what works from an energetic yep. fit, what feels right. And am I actually the right person to work with them? Because I think it's always really important for me whenever you're working with somebody from either a facilitation, a training, a coaching perspective, that relationship, I think, is really important. That absolutely mm-hmm. has to feel energetically right for both parties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so when you are saying that you are helping these leaders to lead and helping them to have the best performance ever so they can be the best version of themselves, how did you come up with that topic, and how do you know about that leadership?
Yeah, no, great question. So I've been healthily obsessed with it for the last 20 years is the short answer to that. So initially, I suppose, with my own development. So growth and personal growth is something that I am massively passionate about. It's how I live, is how I live my life. One of my favorite sayings is that if we're not growing, we're dying or we're dead. And so, I'm absolutely passionate about it. I'm invested hugely in terms of my own education, my own development, I'm an avid nonfiction reader. I'll try and read a book a week around, you know, kind of all these, you know, anything connected with this. It's what I'll be consuming on a regular basis. But no, I've been doing the work that I've been doing now for just over a decade. And, you know, I guess when you start to work with enough people, you start to recognize some of the patterns, some of the challenges, and you realize that actually as human beings, we aren't that different. Yes, the individual experiences and the circumstances that are going on for individuals might be quite different, but actually some of the stuff that's going on beneath the surface on that, at that level of thought, feeling and belief, is actually more similar than I think a lot of us kind of realize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, amazing. And so I really like the idea of when you are saying like you are obsessed, 20 years, growth, personal development, you said heavily invested into yourself, and I really love it because I'm doing the same.
But I have a question because obviously I don't know what kind of trainings, educations you do, and I'm always looking for another options and also for our audience who are listening. What are the best, for example, some kind of trainings, educations online in life, whatever have you done which helped you the most with your growth, or you kind of you took the most of the information which you could apply in yourself? What was the best or few of, you can name few if you want.
Yeah, well, that's really easy for me to say. So I have invested in a coach, one-on-one coaching, and I've done that now consistently for the last 10 years. So I had 7 or 8 years with a life coach, and she was one of Tony Robbins's master coaches, so one of the top 20 of his coaches in the world. So I worked with her for a really long period of time, and I also work with a business coach, and I will meet with him on a weekly basis, and then we will have conversations back and forth during the week as well. So that's been huge for my development. I think the other thing, if you've not got funds to do that, because obviously that's a serious investment. If you've not got funds to do that, then one of the things I've very intentionally built, which has been phenomenal for my personal growth, has been a support network around me of mentors, and peers, people who I can trust. And I'm really, really grateful for three very special people outside of the coaches that I've got, that form part of that support group for me. And they're people who, in certain aspects of their lives, they are further ahead than I am. And you know, they're, you know, and it's in it, and it's a real mutual relationship, because I'll be further ahead than them in some aspects. And so it's a beautiful friendship, and relationship. And you know, that has worked phenomenally well for me as well. But that's something that probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I was very intentional about thinking, who might this be and who can I speak to for that? And yeah, it's absolutely flourishing now, and I love it.
Amazing,
I
amazing.
had my mentor round for I had one of my mentors round earlier this week. We had you know, we just had a great chat. She came round, and yeah, we drank tea and had soup, and
Amazing.
just had a really great catch up together.
It's absolutely great. I love it. Wait a second.
Okay, what's coming? What's coming? Oh, I love it. I love
Robbins.
I yes, I recognize my husband has two or three of those the same. I was always disappointed. They kept selling those with the coaching packet, or saying you'd get a free one, and I never got one.
We just based on what you said, so when you said like 7 8 years with master the coach with Tony Robbins, I really appreciate you are saying that, because it was actually the one of the biggest things for me as well, with the growth. In 2021 I hired the coach from Tony Robbins. It wasn't the master coach, it was the startup coach from Tony Robbins' team. And in that year I grew a lot, and since that I started to having coaches ever since. And so it's very nice that you are saying that, because you know it's like you can see that if you have someone who can support you and is there for you every week or every 2 weeks when you speak, like you can grow a lot, right?
Hugely so, hugely so. You know, and I don't know if this is interesting to your audience, but I suppose there's also that stage as well where, you know, where maybe you get to the point where it's like, actually, you recognize that from a coaching perspective, maybe you need something different, or you know, it's time to move on from that coach. You know, and I don't know, you know, I don't know how you kind of made that decision and what drove that, but yeah, that might be interesting to talk about, because we may have people in the audience that have perhaps got a coach at the moment, and maybe they are feeling like, actually, am I maximizing this? Is this the best for me? Oh, they're hearing you and I have this conversation. And I know that that was something I navigated a few years back now. Yeah, it was an interesting time, an interesting thing to lean into.
Okay. And you also mentioned that you have a business coach as well, right?
I do, I do. Yeah, so I no longer work with the master coach from Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful, wonderful coach, a wonderful lady, and I learned so much with her. I think just over time, I felt as though actually I was ready for something else, something different, something more, something more focused for me, particularly in the business arena than across all aspects of life. And so that was, I think, the opportunity to, with much gratitude and a huge amount of love, to kind of say, actually, I think it's time to, you know, it's time to move on, to let me, you know, spread my wings, set me free.
Yeah.
I had a bit of time where I was without a coach. Mm-hmm. And then felt that it was the right thing to do to pick back up again, but was very clear about there's some very specific areas that I want to focus on with this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very good, very good. Would you mind to share her name, just a first name, in case I would know her?
Heidi, her name is.
Heidi, okay. So no, so it was a different one for me, because she was doing also the master coaching for people.
Yes.
It was a little different. It was Patricia. It was a very nice thing. I've been on the UPW last year in Birmingham. And the first day I was like wondering, I text her. It's like, are you here? Because she lives in Austria. Are you here? She's like, yeah, I'm in the crew for sure. I'm always on the UPWs. And I'm like, okay. And the very first day when I was going to the hall, she was there standing. So I met her.
Wonderful. Well, that's so really funny, because I was there in Birmingham as well. So we didn't know each other, did we? When they
Yeah. I mean,
and of course,
with the crowd of 12,000 people, it was difficult to find you, but you know.
Oh well, exactly. And that had been delayed, hadn't it, because of COVID? So
yeah.
But that was I think that was my fourth UPW event. My first one was over 20 years ago at the Excel Centre in London. I also thoroughly enjoyed Date with Destiny at Palm Springs as well, you know. Really powerful stuff. I've been a huge fan of Tony and his work. I've also done the Knowledge Broker Blueprint, which was Tony and Dean Graziosi's.
Yeah, me too.
And
2019, I bought. It was the first investment I made, was like a bigger investment for me. It's like £2,000 from me being employee to invest into myself, like 2,000. I'm like,
oh. Well, I was there 2019 as well. Oh my goodness, Vincent.
We have all the same products.
How have we not met earlier?
Yeah. And after, when I bought the Knowledge Business Blueprint,
yeah.
I organized mastermind, because this is what was taught.
Yes.
To do the mastermind. Yes. So I've done two masterminds. That was the reason I wrote very quickly my first book, just to give it as a gift, because they were selling it. You need to give them a gift, and book is a good thing. I'm like, okay. So I wrote a book very quickly, very basic. And after I've done two masterminds, and after I was shot by COVID. But so we have the same things. Yeah. It's
another. Yeah, so I can't believe we've not met before. That's so funny. That's so funny. Yes. Yes. So anyway. So you'll probably know, actually, my business coach currently is a guy called David Waldie. So he used to work for Dean Graziosi and would have and hosted along with Sandra and Shane a lot of the workshops, well, all of the workshops that KBB did originally. Mm. So there you go. There you go.
Is your coach based in the UK or USA?
No, he's in the US.
USA, yeah. It's interesting, yeah. Because I have now coach by Brendan Bouchard.
And so
USA-based. I wanted to try something different because I do coaching myself. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to see different approaches by coaches, what they do,
exactly.
And how they work. And to be honest, it's good, because you can find out one coach works like that, the other one like that. They follow some curriculum. They have some other activities to it. So it's really nice to see, because every time you can learn something and you can apply to your own coaching with your clients, and it's really powerful.
100%. Yes.
Well, another thing what you mentioned, which I really love, and more people actually from PSA mentioned that, is having your support network, you know, like your mastermind group, your peers. And actually, Tony talks about it a lot, like find your peers, right? Yeah. So the problem, some people ask me, how to find them? So they are a little bit above you, Or maybe they can be on the similar level, but maybe in a different kind of industry. So obviously, if you are the same people, you're not going to learn much from each other. So how to find someone who is maybe above you and want to spend the time with you for free every month? How to
Yeah.
find?
Well, I've got to say, haven't I? Without a shadow of a doubt, the Professional Speaking Association is a great place to start, because you are naturally in a room full of incredible people, and that room is typically maybe around 20 to 30, maybe 40 at max people in that room. And so when you've got great speakers coming along to those events, it's not like you've got an audience of 100 or several thousand, you know, like there would be at a Tony Robbins event. You're rubbing shoulders to shoulders with those speakers, and with those fellows and people that are there. So I think from anybody who is doing professional speaking, their training, their coaches, that you know, they are using language and their voice to help with them with their business. That for me is a great environment to get in. But the way that I wasn't part of the PSA, as I said, when I kind of set this intention probably 4 or 5 years ago, what I did was I looked at my existing network, and there was somebody that I knew, a very dear old family friend. I hadn't been in touch with him for years. This is a gentleman in his you know, kind of mid-70s, and I contacted him because he's incredibly well connected around the East Midlands, done an awful lot, you know, of tremendous work for the community, for the city of Nottingham. And I contacted him and I just said, you know, look, I'm looking at expanding this network, and my support network. Who might you introduce me to? And he introduced me to a gentleman who I would describe now as, I'm an only child, but I think of him like a brother. He's absolutely incredible. And the guy who I initially reached out to, he has also become a mentor kind of through that process, just through taking an interest in what I'm doing. Yeah, so we meet regularly and we'll talk about stuff as well. So I went to my existing network and I kind of looked at, well, who could I speak with? I think there's a I think and I know you'll come from this place as well, Vincent. I think whenever you're reaching out to people, there's an element of there's an energy that people can give off. And I think you know, for me, I'm always looking at what I can give, even if it is just in my in the energy that I bring to a conversation with somebody. If it is just my ability to listen and to take on board what they're saying and to implement things that they might be recommending. So I think you don't necessarily have to come with more expertise in that area, but think about what you can give that person energetically, with your, you know, with your joy, with your smile, with your, you know, with everything that you bring, and the impact and what you take to implement, sorry, from what you've done. And as you get to know people, I think then you find ways to serve and to give back as well. And I think I read a great book, it's called The Go-Giver by Bob Berg, and I think it's David Mann. I was having a look on my bookshelf here. John David Mann, actually, that one. It's a lovely little book, a really lovely book. And it's really about this principle that whether we're doing sales or anything else, if we go out with this premise of let's go give, yeah, that it will come back in some way, shape, or form. Not directly. Yeah. So it's a
Amazing.
kind of a philosophy I try and, you know, try to live by.
I remember the Tony Robbins story when he parked somewhere with his car and he said he wrote it down in the journal, "The secret to living is giving."
Yes.
When he
Yeah.
said that, yeah.
Yeah. It's not what we get in life, but who we become and what we can contribute that is what, you know, kind of really matters. Yes.
That's what makes us happy, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, like it's just a small example, but if I'm making a breakfast, for example, if I would ask my wife, "What do you want for breakfast?" if she wants something, so I'm so excited to make something for her. I used to be a chef, so I'm trying to make it nice and give it to her, and I'm so excited about that. But if I should make a breakfast for myself, I'm like, I don't care how it looks like, what it is. I just like eat it because it's like you want to give and you want to, you know, contribute to that person so she or someone feels good. So, and sometimes in a business I can see, and I've not been like that in the past, I have to say. It was always like, okay, if I was going somewhere, like, what can I get? What can I get? And but it changed. Now I'm trying to do the other philosophy, like what you are saying, like what I can give to someone and not expect something in return.
Exactly. That's the thing, is no attachments to it in return, because otherwise there's a needy kind of energy.
Yeah.
And that actually, I mean, gosh, if you take this back to almost like to dating, and when, you know, from that point of view, it's not magnetic. And actually what you want to do is you want to create a magnetic energy with others. And you can do that, I think, when you can hold them in an open hand, when you can be supportive, and you're not expectant of anything in return. And yeah, it's a way that I love to live my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Yeah, it's coming back very quickly. I even like just recently, just like another example, my wife, she is a doula. And, you know, we decided, or she decided, like, to create the charity so she can help some women for free, because it's obviously expensive to hire a doula. So she's trying a different approach. And and there was one lady, she just had the newborn, and she didn't ask her to, you know, come and do something for her, but, you know, they are connected, they are friends. So the other day I went there to drop her some food because it was evening, because we just came from holidays. My wife cooked and everything. And yesterday my wife told me, like, yeah, she was asking if in return, if she wants to take photos of us, because they are photographers. And but she wrote her, like, yeah, we didn't expect anything in back, like it's just for you. But the people are like, suddenly, like, right away, like, oh, what can I give you back, or what can I do for you? What, you know,
absolutely. I have a similar little story from the other week. There's another mum who comes along to an art class where my son goes, and her mum makes jewelry. In fact, she makes the ring that she made the ring that I'm wearing here today. I don't know if you could see that. There you go.
What metal is it?
So it's silver, but it's also it's also got some brass elements, and then it's got some stones within it as well. I don't know if you can I don't know if you can see that. Anyway. Anyway, but her mum's closing up her jewellery business, and she's needing to sell a number of jewellery items. And this mum had bought them in, and we were chatting, and we were looking at them this one particular day. And there was this ring, and there was another one, very different, that had one single stone in it. And I said, gosh, I really like that as well. I'd like to have them both. But the one with the big stone in was too big. Mm-hmm. And so she took it back to her mum to get it resized and changed for me. And her mum had the most awful challenges with it. And after a number of weeks, she messaged me and she said, I'm so sorry, we're going to have to give you your money back, because my mum hasn't been able to get the stone in the right, you know, kind of get it the right size for you, one thing or another. And I just said, look, don't worry about it. Your mum's put so much effort into it. Keep the money. You don't need to give me the money back. Thank your mum ever so much. And you know, and that was it. Well, you can imagine, a week later, the mum had found a way to fix the ring and sort the ring, and even had another stone as well, that she was like, would you prefer this stone or that stone? And and she'd done it. I don't think she would have done that had I not energetically kind of just gone, it's fine, my goodness, your mum's gone to so much trouble for what I was paying for that ring. Your mum deserves that. She can go and get herself, she can go and get something for, you know, for herself for that. And so it is, it's just and for me, it just felt like the right thing to do. I had no expectation of anything coming back. But as you say, these things flow, and not always directly either. You know, sometimes it might come back to you in another way. It's like with connections from a business point of view. I would genuinely tell somebody, if I don't think I'm the right person to work with them, I would genuinely say that. But then I'd try to connect them with somebody who would be useful or could be helpful to them. Yeah,
absolutely. Perfect. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So just to recap from the network for meeting peers, how to find them. I think one of the big things what you said is just ask someone to, you know, introduce you to someone else. If, you know, maybe that person is not the right fit, but maybe they know people. So it's a really powerful thing. So yeah, people
let
needs to
people know, let people know. This is something I've been practicing more and more actually, is ask for what you want. You know, whether that's in, you know, in a deal with a client, or whether it is an introduction to somebody. And because people enjoy, like, we know, we enjoy helping others, but sometimes we just need to know what they want. And actually, just by asking it, and there's ways that you can do that. So it's framed and it's put across in a, you know, in a really nice way. But yeah, when you're talking to people, let them know, I'm wanting to build my network. I'm wanting to maybe look for some mentors. Is there anyone that you can think of, or who you could introduce me to? Yeah, ask for what you want, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. And okay, so just so you helping the leaders to lead best version of themselves, obsessed 20 years. You mentioned you have a, you, I think we didn't record before, you mentioned you have also children, right?
I do.
How many?
Two.
Okay.
Two boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy life, yeah? Maybe.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay.
You know, Vincent, you know. Oh dear, I love it. I love it.
I have girls, that's easy.
It's for me, I think one of the things that I've that's been a big part of my development journey has been that integration. So I don't really talk about work-life balance, because I think that can be quite a tricky thing to attain and to get to. But what I absolutely love about my business and my work and what I do is that I have this fabulous integration between work and life. So I've walked my children to school today. My husband's gone off to work. He works in a corporate role, you know, so he's off doing his thing. But I've had the opportunity to go swimming first thing this morning, to take my children to school, to come back and, you know that I can sort myself out before we get on this call here. As you know, I'm going later on today to go and look at a property that we're interested in. And it's not like I'm trying to balance like this. I don't know if anyone can see this, but I'm kind of like rocking my hand. But it's actually this, and then it's that, and it's just this lovely integration of things. And I really appreciate that. And yeah, it's huge for my well-being, actually. Huge.
Perfect. Amazing. Yeah, I think it's very important. That's why actually my first book is called Balancing Family and Financial Freedom, because I see a lot of people suffer because they need to go to work, but it's like they are changing and swapping kids a lot and not being with them together a lot, and stressing, health problems, and it all comes to money. So if they could just figure out a little bit over there and be able to be with children a little bit more, you know, and balance, or with a partner if they don't have children, I think it'll be nice. Yes, I see some people are really struggling. Yeah, especially if they're working. Yeah,
if we can't enjoy the journey along the way, then what are we doing it for? Yeah. You know, I mean, and I'm in business, and I have this business because it's, as I said, it's my soul's contract, and it's what I, you know, it's what lights me up. It's what I want to do. But I, you know, we've got to be able to do these things in a sustainable way. We often don't talk about sustainability, particularly in corporate kind of business world. We're talking about growth. But actually from a human being perspective, sustainability is what's important. It's actually, how can we sustain ourselves, you know, our mood, our energy, our ability to deal with stress in such a way that means that we can perform at our best and be at our best, not only in work, but also with our family and, you know, for ourselves and do that. So, it's so, so, so important. And it's not just, you know, I see it with the sort of the leaders that I work with in corporate, as well as you see it with people who run their own businesses as well. It's rife, and there's a huge challenge at the moment, isn't there? Because anxiety, depression, stress, these things are at an all-time record high. And I don't, you know, I think there's certain things around the pace of life and how things are. There's obviously lots of change that's been going on kind of around us, you know, socially, politically, economically, that also probably it's in a context of that as well. People's individual lives is in a context of that, which perhaps doesn't help. But it is, as you know, it's coming back to what we can control, our inner worlds, and building, I think, good habits. And has bought, and that sounds really boring sometimes, because it's like, well, actually, it's about being consistent, isn't it? With sleep, with nutrition, with exercise, with daylight, with, you know, these things really do help. But they're often the things that we know but don't implement, as either senior leaders that I'm working with in corporate or as people who are running their own business. We don't prioritize that stuff, and that's where things can start to go wrong.
Yeah, totally agree. I think sometimes, you know, we feel like, you know, it's better to do right away something than to take the time for ourselves to first recharge. And after, you know, people can survive for a certain time, but after they have this big crash and everything goes to, you know. Okay. I just want to ask you two more things. One thing is, do you have any bigger vision or goals with your speaking career, or with in general, like when you are helping those leaders, something what you are thinking, like, you know, if I could achieve that in the year or 2, 5, 10 and do that, that I would be super happy. Do you have something like that, something bigger? Like,
so the answer is yes, I do. Actually, for me, it's about learning more of the craft. Mm-hmm. And having a greater impact with my language and with the stagecraft and that side of things. From a speaking perspective, I still feel relatively green, particularly being around the great speakers that we've got in the Professional Speaking Association. Mm-hmm. I still feel relatively at the beginning of my journey for that, recognizing that there is, of course, there are some sort of systems and strategy pieces that you could put to this, but also that there is a craft and an art to it. And so for me, it's about wanting to learn and play and find my own expression with that, using the tools that we've got through our voice and, as I say, our body language, our stagecraft, to have a greater impact. Mm. I think that's the thing for me. It's all about, like, actually, how do we have an impact with what we're saying? And how do we have, importantly, a positive impact? How do we make a positive difference in the world? Mm. And so, yeah, I'm really, because I'm currently the president for the East Midlands region, as you know. So actually, that takes up a lot of time and energy. So it's probably going to be next year when I hope to really kind of invest in my own development around, you know, kind of around that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good. Perfect. And one more question I always ask this to everybody else. If there is someone who, I don't know, wants to start the business, or maybe they are in business already, maybe they are stuck somewhere, would you have one tip or two, something which can help them to get out of the way, maybe, you know, to start, or maybe they are afraid, or maybe they reached the level of, you know, stress, they don't know how to grow, or something like, which can help them to overcome some of their challenges? You can just imagine the person, what problem he has, and something which would help.
Just start. Here's what I'm going to say. Just start. It's never going to, you know, it's not going to be a perfect thing. I see so many people get hooked up on, I need the marketing, I need the website, I need this. And I'm somebody that comes from a sales and marketing background. Mm-hmm. So master's in marketing, worked with some big blue chip companies, had some massive marketing budgets in my time. And actually, when it comes to starting your own business, you know, that lifeblood is making sure that you've got the sales. So, you know, just be, you know, be out there, be having conversations, just start, get going. Just a very quick example, which I hope might be useful to people. When I started my own business, I was like, okay, I thought for about 5 minutes, what am I going to call it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to call it. And I had in my past, where I'd been, you know, head of marketing for all sorts of phenomenal brands, we had spent thousands upon thousands of pounds with some of the best agencies in the country doing naming workshops and still not come out with, you know, a name that we'd liked. We'd invested masses of time and money with the best people in the country. And I was like, I'm starting. And it's Rachel Edmondson Clark.
Yeah.
That's it. I am not going to get hung up on what this is.
Yeah.
So just start.
Amazing. Perfect. Thank you very much. So we have just start with anything. We have, if you need the peer group, just ask. And I think we need the first just, I don't know, just do it. Good slogan. I don't, someone has it already.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, good, perfect. So, yeah, do you have any other questions you would want to add at the end? We'll wrap it up slowly and we will end it. Because I think we are in, yeah, we are half an hour already, maybe a little bit longer.
So I guess really, Vincent, I would just be keen to ask you, what have been some of the most valuable life lessons or principles that have really enabled you to get further faster?
I think one of the things what you mentioned, it was when I hired the coach, it really helped me. But also that I was in a low point of my life. I wanted to do a property business since 12, 13 years ago. After reading, obviously, Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Yeah.
But I had always a limiting belief in my head that I need money to start and to do something. So I didn't do it for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I read all these books, but I didn't do anything. But after I discovered on YouTube Tony Robbins, and one of the things what he was sharing there was like, it's never a lack of resources, it's about being resourceful. And it was one belief I live by, that if you want to achieve anything in life, there is always a way. There is abundance of money, there is abundance of people, time, everything is there. So just to changing that limiting belief really helped me. So I started with debt of 60,000 in that point to start the property journey. And and it worked. And we found the money, we found the people. And so I think changing that belief really helped me to overcome a lot of things, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. And it is, isn't it? It's about, and we keep coming back to energy, don't we? I can feel like we're about energy, but you know, that, and that's what we're talking about, the resourcefulness. It's not a lack of resources. And I think, I don't know, I just feel like I'd love to close out with this thought, which is that, living in that abundant mindset, there's always more, you know, there's always more creativity and money where that came from. I think that's been an important lesson as well that I've learned over more recent years, is not to cling too tightly to things, even like finance, not to be in a scarcity mindset. There's, you know, there's a world full of clients, there's a world full of people out there to support, to help, you know, go out there and be you. And there's only you that can do what you do in your way. So just start and get out there and do it and live in that abundance that it's all there. It is.
Perfect. Amazing. Thank you very much for nice last words. And thank you very much for the interview today.
Oh, it's lovely to see you. Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you.